morning. Bob the Plumber here. As you can see, I'm not in studio again this week. I'm actually sitting out by the pool. I hope you can see that behind me. In Nicaragua, we are still down here. We're trying to find property for a healing center. And this is a potential property. And then we've looked at islands that we've actually made an offer on one. And we'll see how that turns out. But in conjunction with healers all over the world, we hope to be able to have a place here that damaged people can come for recovery. And we actually have a guest on our show today that is from England that is going to update us on what's going on in England and what's going on in Europe and some ideas on how you can recover your health if you've been damaged. So we'll introduce her. And we'll have a lot more information. We may talk a little bit about Jim Humble, who passed away, right after these messages.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas, using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
Hey, Scott McKay here, Patriot Street Fighter. Just got done doing an interview here on Brighteon TV. I recommend anybody who does go to any podcast, go look for Brighteon. Brighteon does amazing work out there in the world. Of course, Mike Adams, there's nobody that comes in ahead of Mike Adams. Everybody else to me is second place because he's put together an unbelievable operation. And what he's doing to deliver his victories for humanity, business, otherwise, nutrition, supplementation, research, you're not going to find a better platform and better people that are on this platform bringing you the best in news. So make sure today you check out Brighteon TV, Brighteon.tv.
Welcome back. Okay, Bob the Plumber here. This is my CLO2.tv show and that we do every Friday. And we try to do it whether we're traveling, whether we're not traveling. But today we have a very special guest. Of course, my wife is with me. which she hasn't been on the show with me probably in a couple of years. And so you know something's going on. But we have a lady that we met recently at a Red Pill Expo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why the main reason we went, we wanted to meet with this lady from England, because I always introduce her as the British female Alex Jones, because I've seen her on video confronting people and just telling the truth in public, which is not that easy to do. So we have Kate Shimarani with us today, and she's in England. So, Kate, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know most people have seen you, but some maybe haven't. And we want you on Brighteon with more across the whole board. I know Mike Adams interviewed you once, but tell us about yourself and tell us a little bit about what's going on over in the...
Well, first of all, it's a great honor to be on your show. And it was even more wonderful to meet yourself and your beautiful wife. It really was. And it was a great honor to be flown out to the Red Pill Expo to speak courtesy of G. Edward Griffin and TNT Radio, even though it took me forever and a day to get there. And forever and a day to get back because all the flights kept being cancelled and my suitcase went missing for 4 out of the 6 days. So that was a good learning curve for me. But anyway, it was a great honour to go there and to meet yourselves and to sit and have dinner or lunch in some Mexican place opposite Dr. Alan Keyes. And, you know, I had to pinch on his very beautiful wife. But the piece de resistance for me was I had to ride in a real truck on the way home. In your truck, and so that was quite funny for me. And even though you did make me walk in blistering heat for ages to get to, in the UK, what we see here, which we saw Parliament a couple of days ago, I it's interesting that we call it the Houses of Parliament. It's where everything crooked goes on, and we've got the House of Lords, aka the House of Frauds. They were trying to pass, I think it's a bill. It's not, if it's a law, it has to be read twice and then go to the ascending monarch. That would be that bloke calling himself a king, Charles. And they were trying to pass something that is referring to net zero. Now, if you still think we can have net zero, then you're off your bonking head, because that would mean we're all dead because we are carbon. So net zero, and they want to make it so that if you don't comply with whatever their measures are to bring your business, your home, up to their standard of green living, and they can enter at any time and give you their recommendations, and you'll get this thing, might be up to £20,000, and you've got to comply with that, or you're going to go to jail for up to 12 months. Wow. And of course, if one looks at a bigger view of this, one can see it ties beautifully into the 15-minute cities and the ULEZ zones, ultra-low emission zones, which are complete poppycock as well, because we know that electric cars are very dangerous. We also know this low emission. Under the Freedom of Information Act, it was proven that only one person had died in this whole area, where Sadiq Khan, the minuscule prime minister, minuscule mayor, only one person had died of environmental toxins. So they're lying, and they're lying in public office. And so they're putting these ULEZ cameras up, and there's a group called the Blade Runners that are taking them down as quick as they're going up. And they're being found with like bags over the lenses. But these are not what people think. These are not cameras. And I can talk about that more in detail on another show, and I really think we should, and I'll bring a weapons expert on with me. These are Siemens, these are different technology, these are very, very dangerous, working on a much broader spectrum in terahertz. People don't quite understand what they're doing. This is a dimensional war. We don't fight flesh and blood here. So that's one of the things that's gone on. Now, the sanctity of life, we have the anti-euthanasia bill in the United Kingdom. That means euthanasia is illegal. And if it were deemed to be legal, then one would need to consent. So Anne Winterton was pivotal in the anti-euthanasia bill, which still stands. Last week in the court, there was a 19-year-old girl who has a genetic disorder, which is deemed terminal. She's survived many, many times when they've said she's going to die. She has full mental capacity and has been assessed by a psychiatrist recently. She also can communicate. She has a feeding tube in and she has assisted breathing. And the doctors want to put her on end-of-life care. End-of-life care means that they remove all your food, water, and essential medication. So if you've got epilepsy or a heart problem, or like this young lady, to remove your essential medication is going to be deadly. And to give you benzodiazepines and opioids, which is what end-of-life care is, that's going to depress the respiratory center of your brain, and you're going to go to the other side. Now, I don't know what people call that. I call that murder, premeditated murder. Mm-hmm. And a judge ruled that he said, a judge, that she is not listening, accepting what they're saying to her, that her condition can't be saved. Well, first of all, she wishes to go to America for treatment, which could improve her quality of life. And she has the right to do so under the sanctity of life. And doctors and nurses and judges do not have the authority to do mercy killings. They do not. And it's a very slippy slope. So what we have now is we have our members of parliament. We'll have a person who's a member of parliament for an area. They're supposed to be our voice in parliament, and our council tax that we pay to our local authority is their salary. Part of it is their salary, and they are to represent us. Now, my MP doesn't represent me at all, and she has just voted for assisted dying. What is assisted dying? Well, people think it's where you have the right to choose when you live or die. I like to inform people how it goes. That patient may be an elderly person, and they may own a property of, let's say, $500,000. And as soon as they go into hospital, a deprivation of liberty order can be placed on them. Whereas regardless of what the relatives think, that patient will be denied the right to leave the hospital. And then the hospital would arrange for them to go to a care home. 93% of the care homes in this country are owned by two companies, HC1 and Barchester, and both of their accounts are in the Cayman Islands. Of course they are. And they're also buying up all of the care homes. So these patients are shipped out to these care homes. And what happens is the state can then draw down to the last $100,000 of their estate. That means it's swallowed all of their home. If someone else is living in that home, there can be a forced sale order put on it. Now, let's say you've got an elderly person and the doctor says, look, if you go on a dying, or if you explain to your loved one, then you'll get your inheritance before it's all dissolved and drawn down on. And we can't resuscitate you, or we can't resuscitate you, sir or madam. You're not going to get life-saving care, and it could drag on, and you could be in complete misery and discomfort. Whereas this way, you get to say goodbye to all your loved ones, get your affairs in order, and die on your own time. Do you see how this will lead to coercion? And it will also lead to relatives, greedy relatives, relatives who do not have their loved ones' best interests at heart, who will do. And this also, let's not forget here that not all doctors are honourable. And I'm sorry if that offends doctors out there, but if you tell me that I'm wrong, then you're lying. And not all doctors are honourable, and I wonder how many doctors will sign off on this. Now, one of our historical kings, King George I, who was the grandfather of the Queen, one of the last things he was heard to say to his doctor, his nurse, with his son in the background was, damn you. And why did he say that? Because later his doctor kept his testimonies written way after the king had died, and when the doctor died, they found in his memoirs he'd written how he had asked the nurse to deliver a fatal dose of cocaine and morphine into the king's jugular. The nurse wouldn't do it, but the doctor did it himself. And this actually happened, and that's probably why he was saying, damn you. There's a little bit of English history you can go and read, but they don't talk about it very much, but it's very much there. And later, when this came out into the public domain, many of the other doctors of that time said, oh yes, well, we knew he was doing that. You know, every time there would be these people in his care, they would die, especially those in positions of great authority. So they don't always speak up. Now that takes me on to a case which last week a nurse was found guilty of murdering babies in a special care baby unit. And the nurse was called Lucy Letby. Now that particular court case had no evidence entering into the court, only supposition and hypotheses. The expert witness was also took himself up to the police and said, I'm an expert witness, and he has a business set up as an expert witness. Upon cross-examination, he wasn't an expert witness at all. He hadn't worked in the special care baby unit. He hadn't been a paediatrician for many years. Also, the defence did not bring any defence witnesses, even though one in her testimony to the police, she stated that she could corroborate with Lucy Letby's, this is Nellie. Nellie always likes to be on all interviews. Hi. Anyway, never work with animals or children because they'll always be a pain. So Lucy had another nurse corroborate that the two doctors had indeed left a baby without the monitor on. She had found this, and the two doctors then had apologised to her. This nurse was never brought in either to corroborate and be a defence witness. Yet one of those doctors, who is the consultant, did say to the press that he made a serious error with another doctor. What they did was they looked at how many babies had died, who was on duty. Lucy had been there a long time. She'd also was a short notice shift. If anyone ran sick, she would be on. She was full time. They didn't look at any statistics, no mathematics. They didn't provide any evidence to back up their suppositions or hypotheses, but there was lots of scientific evidence that a group called Science on Trial put together and approached her defence team, who didn't answer or take any of it on board. Now, there was an investigation several years prior to this investigation into the deaths in that hospital, and it was found unequivocally that there were medical negligence down to the doctors. And it was also told at the trial that there was a leak into the ceiling space above the baby's cots where sewage, raw sewage, leaking into the ceiling and products from the theatre suite, that would be blood. And the plumber was getting called to the unit every single week. This wasn't brought up in court either. All of the babies bar one had an autopsy and it stated that they died at natural cause. Yet they had this through court, and they sent this 33-year-old Christian woman to jail for life till she dies. And they held this whole trial in the press where their baying mob were calling for her to be hanged. Now, one of those doctors who, not a medical doctor, he's a statistician, Dr. Gill, was pivotal in the quashing, however you want to call it, of two similar cases against nurses in the past, one being Lucia de Beck in Germany or Holland, and she went to prison for exactly the same as Lucy, virtually identical, and 7 years later she was completely cleared and her name cleared. Wow. Based on evidence of this particular deal. Now myself and legal scholars and those who are high nursing, statisticians, people in politics have now come together, and we are beginning to unpick this and try to get a case momentum, because in my opinion, we are possibly witnessing the greatest miscarriage of justice in the United Kingdom. And if it is indeed true, and we all have the right to a fair trial, if it is indeed true, that would mean that an innocent person is in jail and perpetrators are at large. Now, the deaths in that baby care unit remained stable when Lucy was first working there. And then later, when a couple of the witnesses came to work there, witnesses for the prosecution, the death rate began to climb. When Lucy was removed from that setting, there was a dip in the deaths. But that unit also stopped taking such sick babies. So one could hypothesise that that might have been the cause of the dip. Now, later, when the unit began to take babies again, there was a spike in deaths again, which it exponentially rose and exceeded that of when Lucy Letby worked there. Now, if I were investigating a crime of murders within a unit like that, I would want to know who had access to that unit. And that would be the doctor, nurses, the you would have the clergy, you might have the hospital chaplain, you would have the cleaners, you would have the catering staff, you would have pharmacists, you would have the ancillary workers, you would have the porters, you would have the maintenance men, you would have the relatives, you would have the friends and relatives. All should have investigated. But what it looks like, in my personal opinion, and also Dr. Gill and many others, and Dr. Gill did receive that knock in the middle of the night from the Dutch police, courtesy of the British police, warning him to take down what he'd written on Twitter and in his podcast, or he would be held for 2 years in jail in condemned court. And the jury, incidentally, were also told, they were sworn under oath not to look at that science. So I believe, you know, or Lucy needs a retrial, and all of the evidence needs to come in. And I think I'd be right in saying that case would collapse. But there was a baby in 2020 that was awarded 37 million in damages. And we added up with all of the babies that died, if it were medical malpractice, it would add up to over 800 million. But if you get a homicide and you patsy, that's considerably less. So that's what's going on in the UK.
Well, now tell us, you're a registered nurse, right?
I was on the register, 37 years a nurse, trained and qualified independent nurse prescriber. I also have a diploma in personal nutrition. And when the whole debacle of the plandemic scamdemic, and it was a pandemic scamdemic because the banks were starting to issue pandemic bonds and vaccine bonds in that first year. So there's your scamdemic straight away. Because I disagreed, I stood before the nursing board, and in the end, I really didn't give a rat's ass. I stopped engaging with them. I served them all notice of genocide. And I told them that if they contacted me again, I would seek legal advice for harassment, and that under the 2006 Terrorism Act in the United Kingdom, I'm forbidden to fund a terrorist organization and I'd like all my money back. Anyway, I didn't hear any more from them. And they went along and they had this big case without me there. I really don't care, it's hysterical. And the government took over our Nursing and Midwifery Council in 2001. So you have any of these things, you have the state versus the state. So it's what they keep out. Incidentally, one of the things which has surfaced is a video that I did before COVID on a study that had been done on worming tablets and also fenbendazole. And it was from PubMed I took this study. And yet at the hearing, they said, look, she's on a video telling people to take a dog wormer, which is hysterical because I hadn't. I'd said I would take it. But I went through the science and talked about the particular study. And so these people, if they farted, they wouldn't know which orifice it came out of.
Okay. So now, tell us a little bit about, I know you're involved, well, you know about chlorine dioxide, correct?
I do, the universal antidote.
Yes. And are you aware that Dr. Jim Humble died this week?
Yes, I am aware. And what a great man. Just to say for anyone who's listening, we are just doing this show for entertainment purposes only. You can listen to us and delight in our dulcet tones and our beautiful faces and cartwheel around your living room. Always go and see your doctor if you have any illness or injury or any old or new symptoms that you're concerned about. And if you are taking any prescription medication, please do go and discuss this with your doctor. Don't ever stop taking it. You must always go to your indoctrinated quack. Always first.
Very good, man. You scared me there for a minute. But now after the break, we got a couple minutes left, but after the break, we're going to talk about some ideas of how to detox people that were foolish enough to take the jab. A lot of people have realized by watching some of their relatives and friends die already, and others that are damaged for life. hopefully not for life, but a lot of people are seeing suffering around us. And so when we come back, we want to talk about ways that you are using to help people recover their health. And then, of course, we'll talk a little bit more about, aren't you coming back over to the States pretty soon?
Well, I was requested, my presence was requested for this weekend for Dallas. But last weekend, or I think it was last weekend, 500 flights were just cancelled in the UK. And thousands of families were just left stranded all over the place. And they said it was down. I believe American Airlines grounded all its flights in one day. And I believe they said it was because of, their computer system for their control tower, whatever it is, software. I find it very hard to believe that they wouldn't have a backup system that would take over immediately, knowing that it could be catastrophic to have so much disruption. It could lead to serious errors. So I find that difficult to believe that that would just happen. I do believe that this is these little you were all nothing and be happy. You will enjoy your life of having nothing, because I am Klaus Enno Schwab with my Ming the Merciless outfit. And I fly everywhere on private jet, Zihai. So I am, I think if you're believing all that tosh, then you need to go in the bathroom and slap yourself and have a serious word with yourself. These things are sent to try us, and they're doing everything in their power to make life increasingly difficult. You know, raising right. bills. There's nothing new. This is what governments have always done.
Well, we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about masking and other things right after these messages.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com. This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, and we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
All right, welcome back. So during the break, we were talking a little bit about exercise and found out that Kate walks between 5 and 8 miles every day, and Leonor and I walked 10 miles the day before yesterday. We didn't go anywhere yesterday, man. I was wore out. But Kate, tell us a little bit about, and we talked a little bit prior to the show about chlorine dioxide. I have mine here. Let me tell people what I do. Look how that's green. This is weird because what I do is I put 10 drops in water, and then because I don't really like the taste of water all that much, I'll squirt a little tea in there, and it starts out, it'll be brown. But then an hour later, it looks like that. And then I'll sip on this for several hours during the day. My goal is to get 10 drops in my body every day, especially when I'm in a foreign country, when I might pick up a bug somewhere. So share a little bit about your routine and other routines you know about, because so many people that watch this show, they will order chlorine dioxide and then they'll leave it on the shelf for 6 months or till they get confirmation that exactly how to take it. And there's no such thing as exactly.
It's quite interesting as well. They'll wait for confirmation of how to take it, but they'll go and take a pharmaceutical drug from their doctor. And there's no drug on the market that has an LD0, a lethal dose of zero. A drug, if it's a lethal dose of 50, is classed as dangerous. But that means if 100 people take it, 50 have potential to die. A lethal dose of 50 in their classes, it's perfectly safe. That means 15 people are likely going to die when they take that drug. There's no drug with LD0. Everything that we needed was put here before the Lord put us here. It's as simple as that. Because you can find something natural, which is where they take every pharmaceutical drug, they isolate the active compound from something natural. They can't put a patent on it, so they make a synthetic version, and then they add lots of other things to it, and it's generally dangerous, and you generally take that, and then you need lots and lots of other drugs to offset the side effects. No one's telling you don't take your drugs, but what you can do is you can go a long way to improving your health, which we'll talk about a little bit, and then you can work backwards where you probably won't need most of those drugs, with the exception of, obviously,
right,
you know, and if you have no islets of Langerhans in your pancreas left, or if you've had a thyroidectomy, you've got no thyroid, you know, you've got to take. But anyway, you've got to take the thyroid. So chlorine dioxide, you know, the missionaries were clearing malaria within 2 hours with chlorine dioxide. And as I understand it, they were using DMSO as well to drive it in the cell. It's called the Universal Antidote. And there is a wonderful website, I believe it's theuniversalantidote.com, which you can go on, you can read, you can watch the video,
correct,
you can download the resource section. I think it's universalantidote.com. I'll certainly WhatsApp that to you, Bob. And, you know, for me, I've read Jim Humble's book. My friend and business partner, she's the big researcher. She reads it all. Like, go read that. Work it out for me. And then, of course, we spoke to Dr. Lee Merritt. And so for my cats and dogs, I use a ceramic bowl. You can't use a metal one. And I just put 2 drops. I don't put the activator in, because as they lap it, their stomach acid is going to activate it. And they have a big communal bowl, 4 cats, 2 dogs. So I just do that. When we talk about malaria, you know, they've just come up with a couple of years ago, a vaccine, Moskvax, to stop children getting malaria. And it does, of course. What that does do is there's a very high percentage then go on and get encephalitis, swelling of the brain, when they take this vaccine. Swelling is very dangerous when it's in your skull, because your skull is a hard enclosed cavity. So your brain can only swell so far out. And then the part of the middle of your brain called your brain stem, which has got your breathing center, your heart center, and the center that controls all your involuntary reflex and your temperature is in that brain stem. So even if you weren't aware of your own existence, you could be alive just with the brain stem. If your brain starts to press, because it's swelling, it's going to press on those centers and it's going to kill you. So they've got this vaccine, the Lord only knows why. And we've got Bill Gates and co. releasing these GMO mosquitoes. I think if one is taking chlorine dioxide prophylactically, I know that people, they will do a 3-week course where they will do 3 drops of each, the chlorine and the activator. They will leave it till it goes yellow. Then they will add 4 ounces of water. Don't add tap water, obviously. And they will drink that. And they will do that every hour for 8 hours for 3 weeks. And that is and then after that, you go on to a maintenance dose. I've done the Dr. Klinkhart's way, where you put it in the shot glass and the water, and then you tip it out and add more, and the gas goes into water. I've done that way.
Right.
I've done it that way as well. I myself put 25 drops into a liter bottle, and I'll then have that as three doses, maybe two one day, one the next. I'll put the DMSO in. You've got to be really careful with DMSO. You can't take DMSO if you've got amalgam fillings, you know, silver fillings. So this is not one to have a bucket chemistry, but do use these resources. On Telegram, there's a wonderful page called the Universal Antidote. There are DMSO pages on Fakebook. You know, use the devil's tool back at them. There are these pages that will certainly help you along the way. But I think people have got to be careful here that they don't get stuck in that misconception that you can live a life of debauchery. You know, you can eat your garbage GMO food that's not nutrient dense and organic, covered in pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. You can drink alcohol, which is going to poison your liver and your entire systemic circulation. You know, you can smoke regular cigarettes that have got over 5,000 chemicals in them. You can drink all your tap water. You can go without sleep, not sleeping before midnight, and you're going to be fine. Well, you're not. It's like a waste paper bin. Eventually, the garbage is going to spill over the sides if you can't, if you keep adding to it. And it used to be that people traditionally started to get sick in their fifth decade. And of course, now I've seen babies born with cancer. Cancer in America is 1 in 2, cancer in the UK is 1 in 2, and set to rise. So one has to not just look for a quick fix, which is where people with pharmaceuticals, here, take this petroleum-based tablet and it's going to fix everything. It's not. It's going to merely, like a damp spot on your wall, it's like you painting over it. You can no longer see it, but it's definitely there and it's getting worse. And so one has to address the body like the most fantastic vehicle that you've ever been given to drive, and it's going to carry you through life. If you're going to eat poison food that's not nutritious, drink poison, you know, fluid, drink poison air, and don't forget your environment, all of your personal care products, your makeup, your everything that you, your laundry detergent. That's all adding to that waste paper bin. Pick your poison. Look for cleaner brands. And your toxic environment also includes your EMF. Every single thing has a frequency. And also, you know, the Lord Christ wore linen and wool, but not two at the same time. So all our synthetic fabrics, they create a different electrical field around the body. And when that electrical field is disturbed, we get disease. And when they brought in radar, all the radar operators got sick. And then everyone got sick, and they called it a virus, you know, and then they called it this flu. And it wasn't. It's the fact that they were changing the frequency around our bodies. And that frequency is about, you know, 3 foot up and 6 feet out. And they're now doing this again with 5G. Which is 60 gigahertz, not very, very dangerous, very toxic to the human body. Stops our oxygen binding to the protein portion of our red blood cells, our erythrocytes that are biking discs to increase the surface area. And the protein portion is called your hemoglobin. Well, your oxygen can't bind to that if you're constantly sitting in that 60 gigahertz and up. And another thing, glyphosate, which is in all the water tables, it unfolds our hemoglobin, which we don't want to happen. And also it binds with aluminium and forms 6 new compounds in the gut. Then you have fluoride. Then you bring in the best weapon that we were all tricked into bringing in our homes, which was Wi-Fi. 2.45 to 5.8 gigahertz will open the blood-brain barrier, and you will see that then calcify the pineal gland. And they talk about, oh, we don't know what the pineal gland is. It's, you know, your melatonin. It's your connection with your higher self, with your creator, with the mothership, whatever you want to call it. It's responsible for far more than just melatonin. It's responsible for 4 actual hormones. But this, I was reading one study where they were saying, you know, memories were not stored in the brain. They're in like an iCloud. And that would all make sense. It would make sense in going into something that's very important is, there are 9 tones in the universe. That is it, 9 tones. And there are the 6 solfeggio tones and 528 hertz, which is the healing hertz, perfectly matches the center of the electromagnetic spectrum at green. Chlorophyll is at 528 hertz, bees hum at 528 hertz. And of course, Rockefeller, I believe, in 1969, brought in the he changed the Western tuning standards to A440, which is, I think it's 741 hertz. It's called the Devil's Interval, F sharp. And all music's been changed to that. So these inner frequencies are damaging our DNA. And remember in scripture, we're told the enemy is at the cell wall. What is inside the cell? The DNA. What is your cell wall made of? It's made of the oils that you eat. So if you are eating all of these processed oils, all of these canola oils, it's going to push oxygen away from the cell and set up a fire. What is that fire called? Inflammation. Sugar in your foods that you eat that are nutrient dense, presence of oxygen that you breathe, makes energy, ATP. And that oxygen, that energy, every cell needs that in your body. That oxygen, the life is in the blood. So they are coming at you from every angle. So if you think that doing one thing is going to save you, then you're misled. Now, for those who were foolish enough to, and I say that foolish not with an accusatory tone or a judgmental tone, whether it was because they were coerced, whether it was because they were afraid, whether it was because they wanted to go on their holidays, it was for idolatry, they were going to a concert. For those who did take this COVID shot, which is not a vaccination, and we know that it has caused these spike proteins, and it's very clever, isn't it? Those spike proteins now stick out all around the cell, and the DNA is your signature. 10 billion miles of DNA, one genome sequence, a double helix strand. That DNA is in the cell, and we're putting all these spike proteins around. Again, we're crucifying what the Lord has created all over again. That's actually what's happening. So for those who've taken it, there is a wonderful product, which I will send to you afterwards, which has been shown now. And it's augmented acetyl cysteine by a company called Zero Spike, and they're having wonderful, wonderful results with that. There is that, but also everything else that's in there. I know that Dr. Ardis spoke of a study that was done on patients that were suffering from long COVID. Long COVID is just they're giving the same name to postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. And all it's called POTS, and all that is a collection of symptoms like very low blood pressure, an irregular and rapid pulse or a low pulse, inability to stand, feeling faint, nauseous, can't eat, loss of weight, poor circulation. This is all POTS, and it affects the eyes, it affects everything. These patients are literally rendered incapable. And I know about POTS because my son was in a wheelchair for almost a year and they said it was POTS, which isn't a diagnosis. They're just telling me the symptoms that I already knew. What this military study showed, which Dr. Ardis talked about, is that all of these patients were given 7 milligrams of nicotine to wear as a patch for 6 days. And at 6 months, all remained symptom-free. And at 12 months, all remained symptom-free. And that's because of nicotinic acid acetylcholine 7 receptors. I've probably got that in the wrong order. They have an affinity for this nicotine, and it's found in lots of foods, the nightshade foods, you know, your potatoes, your tomatoes, your onions, your aubergines, all what the Lord created, wonderful foods, which increase your monocytes, and they're your fighter cells that will kill fungus, tumours, and what we know to be viruses. So these receptors, they're finding snake venom on them, and this is what they found in all of the cases in Italy that they said died of COVID. They all tested positive for the king cobra venom snake and the Chinese great snake venom. And when treated with nicotine, it prefers and it displaces the venom off these receptor sites, and the nicotine goes on. And so that was very interesting. You know, what are they actually putting in the water, in the air, in the food? So I think one has to be extremely vigilant. And Dr. Ardis was, and he was saying, choose a clean brand like Rugby, but he also was talking about a couple of his patients had chewed 2 milligrams of nicotine gum for 10 minutes, 4 times a day. And they'd had a complete recovery from symptoms. One who was deaf, completely deaf, they said was down to COVID. COVID, whatever that is. But I think all of these things we should take into consideration. And I think we should try what we can, or certainly speak to a practitioner. But we don't want to wait till we're sick. That's a stupid thing to do. It's much easier to avoid disease than it is to reverse disease. So I think one has to start with the very basics. Clean water, a distiller, a Berkey, a zero water cup for your children going to school, a zero water jug if you're traveling. And if you can't afford any of that, bottled water, and choose your bottled water wisely.
Right.
Yep, buy good food. If you can't buy it, start to grow your own. It's very, very cheap to grow your own. Get a little greenhouse, grow it on your balconies. You can put we're about to do this, where you put a little bamboo stick into the soil and you wrap a piece of copper wire around the top, like an antenna, and the copper wire into the soil. And it increases your growing 5 times. So there's lots of videos on social media about that. You could do that. And don't go and buy this copper from the DIY store. Go to the scrap merchants. You'll get a big bag of it. So we could start growing our food. We could start finding our communities, finding who's growing what. And don't waste your food. You know, you'll find that if you buy organic, if it starts to go a little turn, a little like apples go a bit soft, you can make them into stewed apples and freeze it. Get a dehydrator off eBay. Stop buying each other garbage. You know, say, this is my jar, I want a distiller. For it's my birthday and Christmas, put some money in the jar. You know, how much junk do we have? Clean your house up. You know, when you start to clean your cabinets out of poisons and you just buy white vinegar, which will clean everything, you'll realize that how much you spend on cleaning products will go right down. Right. I wear deodorant. I don't smell. I wash my armpits if I've sweated, if I've been working out. And my diet is very clean, so I don't really smell. And you shouldn't be wearing deodorant. You have all lymph nodes around the breast. The way that we detox naturally is we breathe it out. Don't be wearing no mask, because lots of studies showing that they don't stop anything. Those fibers are so wide, those particles go through it. But what they do is ensure that you, within 10 minutes, are breathing in the bacteria that cause pneumonia. So it's going to make you sick. And then it's going to make everyone else sick when you keep touching it. I've seen them in the supermarket, and touching other people's stuff is disgusting. It's like someone putting their finger up their nose and in their mouth constantly, touching your food. You know, like someone wiped in their mouth and then stuck their finger in your loaf. But that's what they're actually doing. They're fondling your food as they keep touching this filthy, dirty rag, which is just a gag.
Before we run out of time, I want you to tell people how they can follow you. I'm sure you have a website of sorts. And also, I saw you had patches on when we met you. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can follow your work.
Well, first of all, pooing, peeing, breathing, sweating. They're the ways you're going to detox. Drink lots of clean water. They're the ways you're going to detox. Stop looking at bad things and stop filling your mind with bad things. 93% function of your DNA, which is what the patches are going to talk about, is light and sound transmission reception. That's why your proteins, your enzymes, they're all spirals covered in this layers of fourth state of water exclusion zone, potential energy. So whatever you're thinking, that's going to come right back down. Why scripture's correct. From the heart speaks the mouth. Be very careful what you're thinking, what you're seeing, what you're speaking about. You know, if it's a nasty thing, don't say it. Don't say it. Shut your mouth. Learn to think only good things. So the patches works on exactly that. It works on your energy. And these are, I've got special sugars, amino acids. They're not, you know, your sugar that you put in your tea. It's not like that. When we go out into natural light in the day, that electrical field causes the water in our bodies, and we should be over 80% water, to start to separate. H2O, and the other water is H3O2. It's negatively charged, and it goes towards a water-like border, a hydrophilic border. You put an electrode between those two sides and put a light bulb, you'll light that light bulb. That's what Tesla was working on. Now, these patches are not taking anything from the outside. They're not transdermal. They're not pushing anything into your skin. They're relying on your body heat and your energy pushed back in. They're quite remarkable. They will activate your stem cells. There's all different ones. From reading and understanding how it works, because I understand about, you know, the ancient tablets, why we call the organ in the church the organ, because it makes a vibration. It's the vibration on your eardrums that your little bones inside then vibrate, which tell your brain that sound, and you hear it as sound. It's a vibration. And that is what we are. We're energy. And so these little patches are incredible. Now, when you're 30, you've lost 50% of your stem cells have gone to sleep. By the time you're 60, you've only got 10% functioning. These will reactivate considerably your stem cells. So you're not relying on stem cells from murdered babies, from abortions and body parts, because that's where it comes from, or from the umbilical cord that should be left to go white before it's cut when the baby's born, and they're stealing these stem cells and selling them. If you're getting all of that, you're into the devil's soup. I can tell you right now, all nations will be deceived by the merchants and their sorcery. And what does sorcery convert back to? Pharmakia. Be very exactly. mindful.
All right.
These are your stem cells.
30 seconds left. I can find your stuff.
So, yeah, I'll have to send you my link and everything, and then you can pop it on your broadcast. Okay. A Girl's Got to Eat. And I am on Twitter at Kate Shemaroni. Do follow me. I get into so much trouble. I was banned for 3.5 years and I got my account back. I'm on Telegram, British Nursing Alliance. I'm back on Facebook, Kate Shemaroni, Instagram, Kate Shemaroni. The saga of my website continues because I'm having to keep writing it, but I work 7 days a week. If you have a health concern, you can have a consultation and a personalized program, naturalnurse@mail.com. I love to hear about all your bumps, lumps, erectile dysfunctions, dry vaginas, whatever you've got going on, I will sort it for you.
All right. Well, Kate, thank you so much for coming on today. We love you. Hope to see you soon.
Invite me down there to do it live.
Bingo. Okay. Perfect. Y'all can get your airplane straightened out.